Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast.
It's great to be with you all again.
Today, we're talking about a feeling many of us have. It's a feeling like you are not good enough, even when you are doing something well. Maybe you start learning something new, like English, or you try a new hobby, and you think, oh, I am not smart enough for this, or everyone else is better than me at this.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I tried to cook a new dish for the first time, I looked at it and thought, is this even going to be food or just terrible? But it turned out okay. This feeling is sometimes called imposter syndrome, but today we will just call it feeling like a fake or feeling not good enough. We will share some simple ideas to help you feel strong and confident no matter what you are doing.
That's right. We will show you how to start to change that feeling and find your own success in everything you do. So, what exactly is this feeling like a fake or not good enough feeling? It is when you have success or you do something well, but inside your mind, you think, oh, I just got lucky, or people will find out I am not really good at this. You do not truly believe in your own skills or hard work.
Yes, you might not see your own true abilities. For example, maybe you get a good score on an English test, but instead of thinking, I studied hard and I did well, you think, oh, it was just an easy test. Or maybe someone gives you a compliment and you think, they are just being nice to me.
This feeling can sometimes stop us from trying new things. It can also stop us from celebrating our small wins and big wins.
It is very important to know this. Almost everyone feels this way sometimes. Even very successful people, people who are famous or very rich, they also feel this way sometimes. It is not just you. This feeling is very normal. Many, many people experience it.
That's a great point. If you are learning English, maybe you feel this when you make a mistake. Or maybe you feel it when you hear someone speak English perfectly. You might think, oh, I will never be good enough like them. But that is not true at all. Everyone learns at their own speed. You are doing great.
So, how can we start to change this feeling? How can we feel better about ourselves and our progress? Our first simple step is to stop comparing yourself to others. Everyone is on their own path, their own journey. Your journey is special and unique just for you. It is different from everyone else's journey.
That is such an important idea. Think about your English learning, for example. Maybe your friend learned faster than you. But did you learn a new word today? Did you understand a new sentence in a movie? Did you speak to someone in English? Focus on your small steps forward. Think about how far you have come since you started. That is what truly matters. Our second strategy is to celebrate your small successes. Do not wait for a huge achievement to feel good. Do not wait to be perfect. Even very small things are important. Did you understand just one sentence in an English movie today? That is a win. Did you say hello to a new person in English? That is a win. Did you finish a small task that you did not want to do? That is also a win.
Yes, every day, maybe at the end of the day, make a quick list of three small things you did well. They do not have to be big things, just little things. It truly helps you to see your own progress. It helps you see your own skills. And it helps you to feel proud of yourself.
Another useful tip to feel more confident is to share your feelings with someone you trust. Maybe it is a good friend, a family member, or a teacher. When you say your feelings out loud, you might find out that they feel the same way sometimes. You are not alone in this feeling.
That is so true. For example, if you feel not good enough about your English speaking, talk to your English teacher or a classmate. They can tell you, "No, you are doing great. Your English is improving every day. Keep going." They can help you to see your progress.
Finally, remember that practice makes us better, not perfect. Nobody is perfect in anything they do. It is totally okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are not bad. Mistakes actually help us to learn and grow. We learn from them.
Like our cooking, Amanda. The first time I tried that new dish, it was not perfect, but I learned for the next time. Every time you practice something, you get a little bit better. And that little bit better makes you feel much more confident. So keep practicing.
So remember today.
Many people feel not good enough sometimes, and that is totally normal.
Do not compare yourself to others. Focus on your own progress and your own journey.
Celebrate even the very small successes you have every day. They add up.
Talk about your feelings with someone you trust. You are not alone.
And remember, practice makes you better, not perfect. Mistakes are okay.
You are stronger and smarter than you think. Keep going, believe in yourself, and you will find your own success little by little.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. We hope these simple tips help you feel more confident in everything you do.
See you next time.
Bye for now.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.